USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After two ceasefires were broken by Russia in recent days with bombs hitting the fleeing civilians, another ceasefire has been announced Monday in Ukraine. Previous such measures have fallen apart, and Moscow's armed forces continued to pummel some Ukrainian cities with rockets even after the announcement this morning. The official global death toll from COVID-19 surpassed 6 million people on Monday. The milestone recorded by Johns Hopkins University is the latest tragic reminder of the unrelenting nature of this pandemic. Hundreds of truckers in a giant convoy have spent the past week traversing the country, and they're now heading to D.C. to protest COVID-19 mask and vaccine mandates. Jim, a tractor-trailer driver from Colorado on WUSA 9, says he wants his voice to be heard.
The main thing is, for me, is for them to take off the Emergency Act, because I feel like as long as that's on, they can do just about whatever they want.
USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from California, in a letter Sunday, said that the House is working on legislation to isolate Russia, including a ban on Russian oil and energy. It should be noted the Biden administration continues to pay Russia for imported oil. Pelosi said their bill would ban the import of Russian oil and energy products into the United States, repeal normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus, and take the first step to deny Russia access to the World Trade Organization. Social media TikTok announced Sunday that users in Russia will not be permitted to post content on the platform in response to Russia's new social media-related policies, a.k.a. Russia's new fake news law. The threat of jail time by President Putin has put freedom of speech on notice. Conventional wisdom would have us believe that the journey to a long, healthy life begins with 10,000 steps every day. The optimal number is probably closer to 6,000 steps per day for those near 60 years of age. The study was done by the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Since MasterCard and Visa stopped doing transactions in Russia over their unprovoked attack on Ukraine, American Express is the latest credit card company to announce it's ending its operations in Russia. On Sunday, the company said in a statement that globally issued American Express cards will no longer work in Russia, and cards issued in Russia won't work outside the country. American Express also said it's ending its business operations in Belarus. History repeats itself under America's leadership. Former ambassador and national security advisor John Bolton on Newsmax says Putin gave little credibility to President Biden's threats of sanctions.
Well, I think part of the reason that Putin gave little credibility to Joe Biden's threats of sanctions if Russian troops invaded was that, for what I said back in 2014, he didn't see any substantial penalties for annexing the Crimea and going into the Donbass, just as he had not seen substantial penalties in 2008 after he invaded Georgia. And I think the icing on the cake here for Joe Biden's lack of credibility was America's catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were arguing before the invasion that Putin needed to feel cost in real time to affect his analysis. That wasn't done. So we've had a huge failure, the failure to create deterrence. And what we're seeing now, sad to say, is what happens when deterrence fails.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.